fit. You are now eligible to have this spiritual experience. So in that stage, like the living entity, the jiva, becomes fully under the care of Krishna, just like a little baby is under the care of the mother. So therefore, from that time on, so you are fully of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, when a little baby, wants something, the mother gives everything, and then the baby is happy. So similarly, whatever you want, so Krishna gives everything to you. Want to have a very nice mango in the winter season, that Krishna will give immediately. And so whatever you want, that Krishna is fully in charge. And so that way, everything you want will happen.
L'affection pour cet enfant qui est complètement dépendant de réaliser tous ses désirs. Et de, donc il explique que dans le cours du temps, quand on serait complètement abandonné sur cette plateforme, on obtient cette pure dévotion et par ce processus on obtient de réaliser tous nos désirs. Parce qu'on est complètement comme un enfant complètement dépendant. À ce moment-là, si on veut goûter une jolie mangue, même en hiver, le Krishna est immédiatement le premier à venir.
This is a fact. But therefore, the key to come to an experience is a surrender. This is sanagati. Therefore, in Bhakti Vinod, this is what is a sanagati. It is a very important word. That the songs and all this that section of sanagati is surrendered by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It has a tremendous value for all of us. It's not an ordinary word, sanagati.
De corps, d'esprit, de pensée, d'acte.
Yeah. Guru Maharaj, how do we know when we are fully surrendered? Comment peut-on savoir si on est complètement abandonné?
That means when you are free from any tinge of material desire.
On voit quand on est libre de tout désir matériel.
And so that coming to that stage is it depends. Tremendous blessings from the Vaishnavas, from the Guru Maharaj, and from all. When you get these blessings from the Lord Himself, we cannot artificially surrender, but we have to get special blessings, recommendation.
On peut obtenir cette bénédiction seulement si on a des bénédictions du spirituel, de tout le monde, et particulièrement de Krishna.
So when you like to apply for a job, then you get sometimes recommendation, right? From some company, from some previous, what is your character? So many things require, right? So similarly, so somebody has to recommend to Krishna that my dear Krishna, as an SS person is a really wonderful person, you know, he is very obedient and he doesn't fight with others. He's always in a spirit of serving. So when Krishna gets the recommendation, of course Krishna knows, but then still he wants from some of his the close associates to make doubly sure that yes, this person is really good.
Krishna, bien sûr, je le sais déjà, mais il a besoin de la confirmation de ses intimes associés. Cette personne est mérite.
So that for this help of the teachers and the sadhu, the sadhus who have dedicated their life, these recommendations the prayers and the blessings are essential.
Donc la bénédiction des sadhus qui sont complètement dédiés à Krishna par cette méthode, cette action, ça va arriver.
This blessing is in Lord Brahma. When Brahma was asked to create. See, Brahma, he was not able to do how to do it at the beginning.
Brahma lui a demandé de créer, mais il ne savait pas comment faire.
But when he get that desire, see the desire, and then Krishna, form up Vishnu, so he asked Brahma, you must undertake tapasya. Tapasya means discipline. You must be fully prepared.
Il a dit, il avait le désir de faire quelque chose, mais il ne savait pas comment le faire. Alors une femme de Krishna, Vishnu, lui a suggéré de accomplir la tapasya pour obtenir la bénédiction.
And when he did tapasya for 1,000 years, and you see at the end of the tapasya, then Vishnu came to Brahma.
Et après un millier d'années d'austérité, Vishnu est venu.
Then Brahma, Vishnu said, my dear Brahma, I am extremely pleased, very pleased with your sincerity, with your tapasya. Now you are benedictive to create. Now you are qualified.
Et après donc ces 1000 années d'austérité d'effort, eh bien Vishnu personnellement est venu me voir et je suis très content de toi. Et je vais donner toutes mes intentions pour créer comme il faut.
So this benediction is a very, very important. You have to get benediction. You cannot just want it, but you have to get, you have to receive, you have to get a recommendation. I will tell you a story at say last year. You see, I was preparing for this Congress in Rome. Last year. You see, Radha Madhava, the Bhakti Vinod's
nice
deities. Radha Madhava visits Vrindavan. Radha Madhava was from Bhuvaneshwar. So he visits.
He visits Vrindavan.
And from Vrindavan, and Raman went to Delhi temple. Delhi temple. So Radha Madhava was served in Delhi temple for some time. Yeah, because we have this devotee called Fakir Mohan. He carries Radha Madhava. You see, also Radha Madhava came to Manipur at the time of opening. These were the deities worshipped by Bhaktivinod Thakur. So when I came to Delhi from some tour, and I heard that Radha Madhava was there in Delhi temple, and I was wanting to have a darshan. And also I was leaving Delhi that day. So my purpose of praying to Radha Madhava was that to bless me so that the Congress in Rome will come out. I was going to go, and so I wanted to have the blessings of Bhaktivinod Thakur and Radha Madhava.
Le but de cette visite, de cette darshan qui voulait prendre du Murti de Radha Madhava, c'était d'avoir une bénédiction pour que le congrès de Rome se passe.
But so I rushed to the temple, but the temple was closed.
Et j'ai
after the noon offering.
Et c'était après les offrandes du midi. Donc fermé.
So then I was just wondering, because I thought I should at least I wanted to have the blessings of Radha Madhava, and that I was just a few minutes late, the temple was already closed. And I didn't know also, because there was this Madhavananda and Fakirmohan, they were staying in another room in the guest house.
Et en plus, Fakirmohan, Prabhu, lui qui est en charge de ces déités, était dans un autre endroit, il ne savait pas trop, dans un autre endroit du temple.
So then I came in, because I was staying in the guest house, and I was also leaving very soon. And so just before I left, you know, this this Madhavananda.
Who is Madhavananda?
Madhavananda is the one who publishes all these books in Bhubaneswar. He's a Gaur Govinda's disciple.
D'accord, c'est un disciple.
He's American.
Madhavananda est un disciple de Gaur Govinda et en charge des publications de Gaur Govinda.
He's a disciple.
It was there.
Yeah. He was helping Fakirmohan with Radha Madhava. So Radha Madhava, so just before I left, you know, for just preparing to leave the room, so he, see, just at that point, he came with a small box inside the, just inside my room. Which, Radha Madhava came with a box. I don't know what was in the box.
Box?
Yeah,
box. Les mourties.
Ah, ouais, ouais.
Les mourties dans une boîte dans la chambre.
Yeah.
Les mourties, et voilà,
ils sont venus. But I was leaving. I was just about
et
to
il
leave.
Il partait, donc il lui a amené les mourties dans une boîte.
Yeah. So then I asked, I thought it was some mango, because it was the mango season. Mango, you know, early mangoes and very nice something for me. And then I said, what is inside this box?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans cette boîte?
Il pensait qu'il y avait des mangues.
But they didn't know anything about my plan.
Mais il connaissait rien de son plan.
But then Radha Madhava said, Maharaj, this is Radha Madhava.
So,
please have a darshan. So I said, wow, this must be the blessing of Radha Madhava, because I was a little bit worried that I didn't get the darshan. And so my conference, I don't know how it's going to go. So then I got a signal that this conference is not going to be so easy, but it will happen. I had the signal that it is worthwhile project, but it's not going to come out so easily. So because I had that idea.
Et il a bien vu que ce congrès s'est passé si simplement, si facilement, et il a vu ça comme un signe de bénédiction.
But I was very happy. I was very happy to see the, you know, finally I was really, I thought I was blessed by Radha Madhava, and because I didn't expect, and also they didn't know that, you know, I will have that desire, because he just came with this box to me.
Il ne savait pas du tout qu'il était blanc, il ne savait pas qu'il était, il ne savait pas grand-chose. Et en fin de compte, inspiré d'en haut, ils sont venus.
So like that, you know, this is a real thing.
And, et ça, c'est une chose réelle, il dit.
And then I was very, very, very happy that this. And also, they are living today. They are living that day. They are living with the Radha Madhava. Also,
et en fin de compte, ils partaient aussi.
Yeah. But I didn't know that it was their living.
Ils ne savaient pas non plus.
Yeah. So so therefore, you have to get benediction. You have to get the permission of the higher authority.
On doit obtenir donc les bénédictions, la permission
des autres. That it will definitely happen. So therefore, at least I was fully aware that the conference will happen. Because the conference, see, I didn't have any fun. Because the BBT and others, you know, they didn't give a single penny from the society. Although this is a very important project of Prabhupada's, this 108th festivity. So I wasn't sure how it's going to go, because nothing came from that side.
Oui, il n'était pas si sûr que ça au début, que ça pouvait bien se passer. Il n'avait même pas une petite roupie donnée par BBT pour l'aider pour ce service si important.
And the Roma is not difficult. Our Roma is not easy to organize. But when I came, so everything was, you know, simple but difficult at the beginning. But then it went on.
Et bien, enfin, juste au début, ça a été un petit peu difficile, et puis après, ça a été très rapide.
So it was by the blessings of, Prabhupada and his Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, in my work, I have this Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, and because they are highly intellectual, and so I'm pretty much begging Prabhupada's blessings. I always have some little six blessings. But this congress that we did in Rome was not easy, because and the topic was about God, about science and God in principle. It was how to explain God from a scientific, let's say, exploration. It was done for the first time. We have not done that. I have done all these congresses so far. This was very different.
Et là, ce n'était pas si facile que ça, parce que c'est la première fois qu'on abordait le sujet comme ça, de démontrer quelque part l'existence, de parler de Dieu, d'un point de vue scientifique. C'était pas si facile.
So it was, so by the blessings of Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Radha Madhava, and also by the help of all of you, it was in a good place. So this is even incident, you know, unless we have little blessings from the higher authority, it's not possible. So in the spiritual world, it's like you say, how does that? So we have to get the blessings from the from Radharani, from Lord Krishna, and then everything, you know, will happen by their blessings only. you might all have some experiences, but there are many incidents that I have encountered in this little journey so far, and that there are many examples just like that. That when you are doing a project, and so these things come and say, and some God part of your prayer. You can see some signal. You can find some signal that you can have a vision. Yes, it's going to be like this. You have experiences like that.
Beaucoup d'exemples comme ça dans ma vie, beaucoup de signes sont apparus, tout a toujours fonctionné comme ça.
So this is real.
C'est réel.
That is, sometimes people say mystical. And,
des fois les gens disent que c'est mystique.
Like mysticism, people say. But I'm sure all these great souls all have these visions, these directions from the Supreme Lord.
Il est convaincu que les grandes âmes ont cette vision que tout est ordonné par les bénédictions du Seigneur suprême.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, in the physically very difficult situation, you know, some great souls are doing so much work, and you'll be surprised how it could happen in the life of many great souls, but because they have this spiritual vision, spiritual energy. Therefore, I saw in Prabhupada, in the last days, when the body was very difficult, but Prabhupada was very strong in his plan and the vision, and his desires to do certain things still remain quite strong. In the last days in Vrindavan, before his passing away,
son esprit, par contre, était très fort. Il savait exactement le plan où il voulait aller, qu'est-ce qu'il voulait.
But the key to all these things are these blessings, the blessings of the blessings of the higher authorities, you know, because that is the spiritual is the spiritual process. So unless we get the blessings, it is not possible. So the part of our devotional journey, devotional attempt, these are all vehicles how to get those blessings.
Donc nos efforts, nos tentatives sont pour obtenir ce genre de
bénédiction. By this in mood, with this approach of submission, as Bhaktivinoda says, sanagati. So it's possible that you know, the degree that we surrender, to that degree the Lord will respond.
Degré
que l'on s'abandonne, au même degré, on est béni. That our bottom line is that this humility in Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in his Sikshastakam, he said, Amanina Manadena, Girtinaya Sadaharihi. Amanina Manadena is very important that to be free from this ahankar, false arrogance. Ahankar is a pride, and so all these things are very much bare walls in the devotional life. It's an ahankar.
L'ego, le faux ego, l'orgueil sont des murs. Des murs qui nous empêchent
d'atteindre. And when this ahankar is not there, that then everything becomes very pleasant, very, very loving, very harmonious, and very. So that comes to the surrender joy. So in the practical sense, when a devotee becomes very obedient, very like at that mentality, then automatically the whole environment is very pleasant.
Si le dévot il a cette mentalité d'être obéissant, automatiquement on va tout va devenir aussi harmonieux.
But when we are argumentative, when we are like a, you know, when about this disobedient, like about feeling, or then it becomes a little slow down.
Plus on se met à argumenter, à contredire.
I think it's natural. It's a natural thing that when someone is very willing to this culture of sanagati, that surrendering mentality, that the Lord will say, very pleased. I mean, of course, it's always the parents are, the father is always concerned for the well-being of the children. It's natural. But when the children behave in a, such a very loving way, then automatically it becomes immediate. But, and it's not that the father is not going to give the benediction, but he's already there. But then when the child becomes a very, let's say, developing all these nice qualities, then automatically there's no doubt in the mind of the father.
Dans l'esprit du père pour l'enfant, il n'y a pas de doute. Il y a bien sûr toujours l'esprit de donner ses bénédictions, mais cela dépend aussi du comportement de l'enfant avec son père.
So therefore, the key is saranagati, is surrender, say that surrender or obedient. So this is very pleasing, very pleasing to this journey.
Donc le fait que d'être comme ça obéissant, ben, ça fait que la vie, ce voyage devient agréable.
And that Paul says bhakti. Bhakti, you know, is very, it's the highest form of power. It's a spiritual culture, emotional surrender, bhakti.
La bhakti, donc, est la plus haute forme d'abandon qu'on puisse connaître.
Ours is bhakti yoga. In our Sampradaya, therefore, is Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya Sampradaya, where we belong. So, therefore, we have to follow this Sampradaya very properly. Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya Sampradaya. So therefore we have to belong to your proper sampradaya and proceed according. So therefore it's very important to have to focus, you know, along these lines. And all the important matters about the personal life and the body, very different, the deeper concepts of spiritual knowledge regarding the Krishna's intimate pastimes with his associates, intimate associates. Those things will come as a part of one's growing up in the devotional journey. But that will come as a step by step. When one becomes qualified, all those things will come as a natural thing.
Entre le fait qu'il y ait différents points de vue, ou parce que vous avez des sujets et une compréhension aussi de choses très élevées, vont venir naturellement en temps. Step by step, voilà, étape par étape. Tout ce qu'on veut comprendre par rapport au divertissement intime avec ses associés va venir étape par étape.
Well, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to prepare this. See, we're doing sadhana bhakti. And then step by step, growing up, it's like from class 1, you go to class 2, class 3, class 4, like that. And so to say, growing up as a preparation. Unless you prepare, and even if the highest thing is given to you, and you may not be able to understand it properly, therefore may not have so much, let's say, influence on you. But it is better to prepare so that I'll be able to understand that part of the lila of the Lord. Therefore, you know, this preparation is very important.
Le fait est, c'est que une partie importante, c'est de se préparer pour pouvoir plus tard comprendre ces choses très, très élevées. Et d'abord, c'est d'accepter les principes comme la sadhana bhakti, passer d'une première classe, une deuxième classe, une troisième. Tout ça monter petit étape par étape pour arriver au moment opportun de comprendre ces choses.
This is very important in the devotional understanding. So a young devotee who has not much experience, sometimes if you are given this highest, like the pastimes in the lila of Krishna, and intimate, this lila in Radharani and Krishna, and gopis, and sometimes a young devotee may not be able to comprehend because the background is not there.
L'idée, c'est ça, c'est que ce n'est pas réservé à tout le monde en fin de compte de pouvoir entendre les intimes, les divertissements, les jeunes dévots, parce qu'à cause de ça, il y a une compréhension qui n'est pas juste, mauvaise.
Parce qu'ils
n'ont pas
le
passé. Le passé
pour une bonne base, une bonne fondation.
Voilà.
Pour préparation, c'est comme, you know, common logic, common sense. you can prepare well a certain time, then definitely at least things will happen in a better way. It's like I did this Congress, that the preparation, my preparation was, I knew that if I don't prepare it properly, it won't come out properly. But therefore, I have to prepare in such a way that what will be the topic, the selection of the topics, and the selection of speakers, from where I should invite people who can speak on this topic, and how much time I should give, and what will be the time that there should be some gap, so that they are not upset, and while I'll put them up in the edit. Because you see, in the hotel that we had in Rome, you see, before I came, they selected a some monastery for the scientists. And when I came, but in this monastery, if I call this big scientist, if I put in this monastery, then they'll feel very, let's say, well, you know, Dr. Singh has called us, but they put us in the monastery. And so then I change immediately. This is not possible for this big scientist to come. So that then I have immediately changed. I changed into another hotel, which is a little more reasonable, and although it's more expensive, this preparation. And then when I, that was only about some, I don't know, about 15 days ago, 10 or 15 days ago, I selected this. When I came, I changed everything. And so when I wrote with the pictures of the hotel and the room, and the scientists became very happy, because they were at the beginning they heard that Dr. Singh was going to put us in the monastery.
Donc il dit, c'est pas normal, il explique qu'au début il a mis, c'est comme ce, c'est, tout le monde tout demande une préparation, c'est comme ce congrès qui a demandé du travail, de la réflexion, du discernement, il y a celui qui choisit quel sujet aborder pendant les conférences, quelle personne sera invitée, combien de temps ils vont parler, jusqu'où est-ce qu'ils vont dormir. À un moment il les a mis dans un monastère, certains scientifiques, ils étaient perturbés parce que c'était pas là qu'ils se sentaient le mieux. Donc tout de suite, il a rechangé les amis dans les plus confortables, ils se sentaient mieux. Il a passé à peu près 15 jours, comme ça, tout changé, jusqu'au dernier moment.
But you stayed in the monastery, right? Mm. Some of you stayed in the monastery, eh?
Yes, it depends on the monastery.
Vera
Michelin
and... No.
Our Manipuri people, they stayed in the monastery. And then there are some other, like...
Ils voulaient les mettre au début, il y en a qui avaient fait des pas pour le monastère. Quand ils ont su qu'ils allaient là-bas, ils ont dit que ça ne leur convenait pas. Et là, il a changé ça.
Il s'est dit que ça ne
va pas leur plaire. Avant, il a fait
le changement. C'est revenu plus cher, mais au moins, ils étaient.
Voilà, et c'est revenu un petit peu plus cher.
Mais c'est pas grave.
C'est pas grave. Le résultat est là. Ils ont raison d'insister.
But then it became very happy when I changed it, and so there is a preparation in any even in devotional life, or preparation, because we are all preparing. We are preparing after how, where I will be going after leaving this body, right? We are all preparing. So preparation therefore is a very important. Depends on how you prepare and which way you want to go. It depends on our preparation. But this devotional preparation is a very vital. According to this preparation, then you'll be able to reach that destination according to my preparation.
Donc comme tous, nous sommes en train de nous préparer dans ce corps pour ce qui va nous suivre, ce qu'on veut faire l'an prochain, dans la prochaine vie. Et bien pareil, on se prépare suivant l'effort qu'on a fait, la préparation, on a un goal destiné en accord avec ce travail.
So when the sadhus come here in this world, when the saintly personalities were sent by the blessings of the Lord, so the function is to guide the people in general how to prepare you know, in life, especially in the human form of life.
Quand le sadhu ou le sage est envoyé par Krishna, son service c'est de guider les gens en général pour se préparer justement.
So yesterday when I landed in Rome, so I landed at noon time, and after my meal, I thought I like to go to the Vatican because I like to see the how Jesus is worshipped, because I heard that building very nice. In St. Peter's that park, building a very nice, you know, tree, Christmas tree, and decoration. How the three wise men came, and so I said I want to see that how they are preparing. So all of a sudden after the after my meal, after taking the prasadam, so I had a desire. So I said, let us go to the Vatican and see how they how they are preparing to worship Jesus. And so the devotees, they became very enthusiastic. They wanted to say, you have to go with me. And I went, and all of a sudden, said it was already 5 o'clock, and I saw a lot of young students are coming, and some professors. I said that must be something preparation for the Christmas celebration, and I saw the big Christmas tree, and but it was not all are open because they're still preparing in a big way near that you know the tower. Then I went inside St. Peter's that church, and I saw so many people. You know, inside, you know, it's already 5:30, 6 o'clock. Generally, it's not that crowded. I have not seen the huge crowd in the evening. I didn't know what's happening there. But all of a sudden, you know, that I asked some of our people to ask, why is this gathering? And they also didn't know what is happening. And suddenly we heard that the Pope is coming inside the church. Why the Pope is coming? The Pope, because I said that was a special day yesterday, that to address by the Pope to the students and the professors from Rome. He selected that day, and then I thought, well, you know, it's really nice to see what the Pope is to say. And all of a sudden, the building is full, and St. Peter's inside was full. Yeah, full of people, and they have also, you know, arrangement for sitting inside. And then all of a sudden the Pope came. It was already, so I stayed 2 hours inside the church. yesterday already. And then he spoke, and there's beautiful music, and you know, there's the choirs, and some kind of, you know, like a mass. And the Pope was, when everybody sits, you can see the Pope. I was not very near because there's so much crowd, but you could see the Pope. And he spoke, he was giving instruction to the students. And then also put a little booklet of the song that they sang. And it was very nice, but he was making, you know, very nice statement to the professors and the students about life and about different. Made a little bit, you know, similar what I'm saying. The preparation is about life, about this, the season, and how this, you know, Christmas is coming, and this celebration, and how to, you know, make our life very useful. And then I saw many couples are going to the Pope, and they're getting blessings, and the Pope is giving blessings like this. And he looked a little healthier. But last time when I saw, he was, you know, health was not so good, but now it looks a little better. And so in this way, and all of a sudden, and I was drawn with the, you know, with the, some kind of a mood that, you know, I think this Christmas season in Rome is very nice. That, you know, beautiful lights, you know, decoration, and you know, people are in a good mood and spirit. And the Pope is speaking, and became much more like meaningful for the many people, thousands and thousands of people coming. So It was very inspiring. I was very pleased that I went there, because I didn't have any idea whether anybody is going to be there. But then all of a sudden the Pope came, and
donc il atterrissait à Rome, et quand il est arrivé, il avait appris son prachadam, il avait le désir d'aller voir, parce qu'il savait que c'était la période de Noël, et donc il s'est en train de préparer les arbres de Noël, la décoration, tout ça, il voulait prendre un peu de l'inspiration et de voir un peu comment ils organisent les choses. Donc il n'avait jamais vu comment ça a été fait, il arrive, et puis
il arrive
au Vatican, à l'église Saint-Péter en face. Mais les arbres, tout ça, tout est caché un peu dans des tours, parce qu'ils font des préparations. Donc il s'est dit, en attendant, comme on ne peut pas tout voir, il y a des lumières partout, c'est quand même joli, il est rentré dans l'église, dans la basilique. Et là, il a été très étonné de voir des centaines de personnes. C'était plein à craquer, parce qu'ils ne savaient pas trop pourquoi, parce que c'est pas l'habitude. Il y a autant de monde à cette heure-là, vers après 5h, 6h, après midi. Et il a commencé à s'approcher, et finalement le pape est arrivé. Et quand le pape est arrivé, évidemment tout le monde était très content, les chœurs sont mis à chanter, ils distribuaient aussi des. Il y avait des étudiants qui étaient là, avec des professeurs aussi qui étaient là, ils demandaient qu'est-ce qui se passait. Et puis le pape est arrivé et il s'est mis à parler, et il les a tous encouragés à se préparer dans leur vie, pour le futur, leur vie future, etc. Donc il a vu aussi que lui aussi, son service, il était très content de voir le pape. Et il était en plus relativement en bonne santé par rapport à ce qu'il avait dit avant. Il était très content de le voir aussi. Et lui, il dit, ce palmarès, lui aussi, il fait comme ça. Il fait comme ça d'encourager les gens à se préparer dans leur prochaine vie.
Then I came back from the Vatican, and then to Agassiz, the restaurant, and he had a Sanskrit class. In the Sanskrit class, you know that professor, Laura Provera, remember that lady? Lady from the Gregorian University. She is the professor of Old Testament.
Old Testament.
Yeah, but she was in a Sanskrit class. In the
she gave a Sanskrit
class. No, she is learning.
She learned.
Yeah, she became a student in the Akadisi's place. And the Akadisi told me, Laura Provera is here. So Maharaj, maybe you would like to see her. And when I went there, and she was very happy, oh, Dr. Singh. Now I'm a student here. But she was one of the speakers in the Congress. From Gregorian University. And yeah, she is a professor. Yeah, in the Old Testament. And she remember I also had to speak on about the Old Testament and the Genesis, you know, about the creation. But she spoke. She was also sharing. But now she wanted to learn some Sanskrit because she wanted to get in touch with the Vedic, some, you know, background. So she was learning because in Kandis's place there is a Sanskrit class. So and I saw and I gave this little message to all the students there, and then there were some other candidates who came to the Congress also in the Sanskrit class. So now Ekadasi Nan has gathered some from my candidates, and so I have become learning Sanskrit there. And why they are very happy, oh, Dr. Singh, the Congress was very nice, and so thank you. That was nice, yeah, nice little appreciation.
Ce professeur qui enseignait, quand il est venu en tant qu'intervenant, il enseigne à propos de l'Ancien Testament sur la création, etc. Et l'intervenant, on se rappelle, il pleurait à la fin de la conférence, à la fin de son exposé, tellement il était...
And the weather was perfect. And then it's sunshine like from the morning yesterday, and then landed, and it was a little cold, but it was beautiful, beautiful day. Everything is green. They said it was rained about a few days ago.
Et là, donc, elle a vu cette dame. Elle était très heureuse de revoir Dr. Singh, parce qu'évidemment, elle était enchantée de participer à ce congrès. Et elle disait qu'elle était venue prendre des cours de sanskrit avec les dévots, mais il fallait donner
Il y a un élo qui donne des cours de sanskrit dans les classes.
Et il avait récupéré plusieurs participants du congrès de Rome qui maintenant apprenaient le sanskrit. Et qui remerciaient beaucoup pour
le rôle. Yeah, so this preparation therefore is very, very important that in Bali. Therefore we have to, because this immense form of life is a wonderful gift of the Lord. And the point we use it properly, and put use means we have to prepare. And so in that preparation, we may encounter certain difficulties, but if we learn how to become a little tolerant, say, there's a Gauranga Mahaprabhu's the recipe, that Trinada Vishnu is saying that Taroriva Sesana means one must be more tolerant, like a tree. So if we learn and apply this in our day-to-day life, then we'll be all right.
Et donc il ne faut pas la gaspiller, il faut faire en sorte que notre vie soit utile et qu'elle nous permette donc d'avancer.
This is called mental, this setup, our orientation about our mind and about our actions is extremely important.
Donc il faut mettre en place
Well, sometimes, because of our physical problem, we all have some problem, because we have this body, so we are supposed to have some problem. So we all have this problem, and so in spite of that, if we remain strong, if we can direct our mind, to tolerate and to become a little more disciplined, then in spite of difficulties, then we'll be able to overcome psychological, mentally. That is really very important. So this all depends on how you prepare, how we prepare ourselves for a better destination, because this, unless we prepare it properly, then we may not land to the right place.
Donc, à moins qu'on ne se prépare pour une meilleure destination, on ne pourra pas atteindre un meilleur endroit.
So this is very important. So prepare well. And,
donc, prépare bien.
Vous m'avez donné quatre instructions de partir un mois à Kartik en Inde.
You gave to me four instructions to go in India.
Apprendre l'anglais.
To go in Kartik.
Chanter.
Learn English.
Danser.
Chant.
J'ai fait Kartik.
You have been in Kartik.
J'ai mis les trois instructions. Chanter.
Chant.
Danser.
Dance.
Et maintenant, il ne reste plus que d'apprendre l'anglais.
You need to learn English.
Et Radha Priya, à partir de janvier, on donne des cours d'anglais.
Radha Priya can teach him.
Voilà. Et donc il ne reste plus que ça. Et quelle est ma direction après ce genre d'instruction?
After to work on it,
personnellement.
On this instruction, what is my next step for myself? In that sense.
Yeah, and, come more often to Vrindavan. Our Mania is speaking English now. Mania, do you have any idea? But when he came to Radhakund, how he speaks.
Mania a téléphoné.
Il m'a
demandé de vous offrir ses hommages.
I'm asking to offer to you his humble obeisances.
Quand je suis parti du Gopal Mandir, il y avait Lakshman.
When he left from Gopal Mandir, Lakshman was there.
Vajanasi. Il y avait quatre pujari.
The four young pujari from Yantam.
Pujari. Et Mania. Et le rickshaw est arrivé.
And the rickshaw arrived.
Et ils m'ont pris tous dans les bras.
And they took all together in me.
Ils m'ont dit, est-ce que tu reviens à Gopurnim?
Do you come back in Gopurnim?
Et j'ai dit, I don't know. I don't know. Et quand je suis rentré en France,
when I came back,
j'ai médité tout ça.
I meditated.
Et j'ai décidé d'aller les revoir.
I decided to
à Gopurnim pour regarder. D'aller pour Gopurnim.
To go in Gopurnim. Thank you.
Et ma mère m'a demandé si demander à Maharaj si il était ok pour cette
is it ok for him to go in to go in Gopurnim?
Gopurnim, qu'un jour on transporte.
Yeah, it's
because you know Guru Maharaj, you know his situation.
Yeah,
perfectly. Because you need to have some. You want to have some clear vision what is his line. There's so many opportunities are there to go there. You need to be.
It's better to stay in one place, so going here and there, and build some kind of a nice shelter. The only problem is that he goes to India, the visa has to be arranged properly, and a place to stay a little more. So Gopal Mandir, right now, since I don't have any facility, and the little facility is there, but I cannot put my attention at the moment because of the Manipur temple. It will take some years to become a little more. But if he wants to stay there, the bathroom and the top is a little bit not so well organized.
De la construction du temple de Manipur, il ne s'est pas vraiment
occupé du temple de
Manipur. Donc il n'y a pas toutes les facilités, donc ce n'est peut-être pas toujours très facile.
C'est pas si facile que ça.
Il
dit c'est quand même mieux de rester à un endroit fixe. Et il dit aussi à cause des visas. Parce qu'il faut organiser des visas spéciaux pour pouvoir rester plus longtemps. Donc déjà, il est en train de te mettre dans la tête. In one way or another, you said it could be good for him to stay a long time in India.
Well, but
the
body.
Body.
In India, you see, it needs some medical attention and have a little facility in India. That will be better. In Vrindavan, I think there are some places they prepare for some rooms, or I think there was a plan to build a building. I'm not sure whether it started or not. In Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan, déjà ils sont en train d'organiser, c'est de préparer des endroits.
Medically, Vrindavan is better.
Dans des problèmes de santé. Je ne sais pas si c'est encore fait ou si c'est encore fait. Je sais fini aussi.
In Vrindavan, we have a little better preparation for medical. Ralakonda is.
Il n'y a pas grand-chose pour aider, pour faire un suivi médical sérieux. Pour l'instant, parce qu'il est comme il est très engagé aussi.
So in Vrindavan there is a place to stay for the medical attention that will be better, but for visit and staying for a few days and like 1-2 months like in Radhakund, it would be also nice. Our devotees are alive. Yeah, the devotees are arriving.
Krishna Bhakti Prabhu, he should arrive tonight.
But they will be going to their respective places.
They will come first here. Which they all are here also. And then from here they will go to the house. Yeah. So you are teaching a class tonight, Kumarat?
What time?
Around maybe 7:30, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, you can come down and speak to him. He was just
even now out to Krishnachandra's place.
Okay. Yeah, even before, like, short videos.
I can also make a small announcement for tomorrow's program.
Yeah.
For the different services.
I can also sing some bhajan if you like. You can also sing some bhajan.
Yeah, I have a little kirtan for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Our last one, they are coming?
They are here.
That's from Vrindavan, our Tamarva. Also some cookies also brought. This is a very nice shot. It's a new Mayapur.
Krishna Balaram, yes.
Krishna Balaram.
Thank you.